It's The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds.
And I'm David Hyde. As of today, large parts of the U.S. government are shut down. President Obama spoke earlier this morning from the White House.
Hundreds of thousands of civilian workers, many still on the job, many forced to stay home, aren't being paid, even if they have families to support and local businesses that rely on them.
Kurt Morley is one of those workers. He's a project engineer and manager for the Federal Aviation Administration. He works on infrastructure, stuff like control towers and lighting and power systems. And Kurt says his job is to make sure the highways of the sky work smoothly. And when he and his coworkers are furloughed, that job isn't getting done.
I'm 50 plus years old. My dad was a career Air Force sergeant. I went to college, was ROTC, went to Army for 9 years, and have been with the FAA for 21 years. So basically, I'm a career public servant. But it didn't really hit me till this morning, and I have a mix of anger and sadness. And excuse me. I'm not crying for myself. The state of my country. And the almost violence that's being perpetrated in attitude and the cultural changes and the systemic. And I don't think it bespeaks for the majority of Americans. So, you know, yeah, I'm impacted right now, and I hope it's not too significant. I have savings. I could have bought things and invested, but because of the turmoil of the last few years with the federal budget and sort of the federal drumbeats, beating against public service employees, local, state, federal. All the people I work for, are hardworking public servant people. They put in more than the effort, required of them. And I would say that's probably across the board. In any large organization, people, you are going to have, people who are a little better than others. But these people are not sitting on fat suck on the dole, they're professionals, highly trained, highly technical, highly skilled, long experience. They bring a lot to the table, and they work diligently and hard and efficiently.
That was Kurt Morley, a listener who works on infrastructure for the FAA. He's been furloughed and is home from work because of the government shutdown. Earlier today, President Obama urged House Republicans to stop trying to derail the Affordable Care Act and to reopen the government. Joining us with more on how the shutdown is affecting Washingtonians and federal workers here in Washington State is Chris Griegel. He's a former Olympia correspondent for the Seattle PI and now the AP editor for the Washington State region. Chris Griegel, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So I read that there was a glitch in our state's healthcare marketplace website earlier today. Is the healthcare marketplace up and running?
It still seems to be down for some people. The state reported some problems, and the people were getting through, so they brought the site down, and they say they're just trying to bring it back up, so it'll be running smoothly when it does go back up. But so far, people are still reporting problems.
But that has nothing to do with the shutdown?
No. Completely separate.
So what federal offices or services are you tracking at the AP that people in Washington State are going to notice they're closed and are causing them problems?
Probably the biggest thing people will notice is was mentioned in your previous report. National parks and national monuments and Forest Service ranger stations are closed. And people who are in campgrounds or other park facilities are being told right now that they have they have to make alternate arrangements and leave the park within 48 hours.
What about something like U.S. mail service? How is that going?
The mail service should be fine. The deliveries will continue as usual. The Postal Service gets their money from stamps and other postal fees, and they don't get tax dollars for day-to-day operations.
Another thing I've read is that some people are concerned about what happens to their unemployment benefits with the federal government being shut down. Are those going to be affected?
The Employment Security Department has said that people will get unemployment benefits through this week, but if the shutdown continues longer than that, it's uncertain what could happen after that.
And how about something like the National Guard? I would assume there's no problem there.
Well, the active National Guardsmen aren't going to be furloughed, but there are about 1,000 people in Washington State who are technicians and other people who do aircraft maintenance work and computer techs and the people who work behind the scenes and things like Human Resources, who are being furloughed today.
Aircraft maintenance workers for the National Guard are being furloughed. Does that present safety concerns?
Well, I think at this point, operationally, they're trying to minimize that. But there are some people who would be furloughed, but active guardsmen won't be, and they would try to backfill that with active guardsmen who have that training.
All right, Chris, what stories are you working on for later today?
You know, we're just tracking the rollout of the state healthcare exchanges, and we're going to see when they get that website back up and running.
All right, Chris Griegel, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
He's Washington State's Associated Press editor.